بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال أمير المؤمنين في الحديث الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى: باب من أدرك والديه فلم يدخل الجنة. قال حدثنا خالد بن مخلد قال حدثنا سليمان بن بلال قال حدثنا سهيل عن أبيه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال: رغم أنفه. قالوا: يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، من؟ قال: من أدرك والديه عنده الكبر أو أحدهما دخل النار. من أدرك والديه when he finds his parents, one who is fortunate to have parents after growing up, when he is able to serve them. But despite being granted this opportunity, or rather this golden opportunity by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not enter Jannah. So son or daughter reach that age when they are able to serve their parents, and both of them are alive, or either of the two is alive, either the father is alive or either the mother is alive, and he does not take advantage, she does not take advantage of this golden opportunity, and becomes negligent, lax, lazy, does not value this opportunity, hence does not serve the parents, and as a result he is deprived of Jannah, or she is deprived of Jannah. So in this chapter, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala is narrating a hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, wherein he has criticized such a person. The narrator of the hadith is Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Raghima anfuhu," may his nose become dusty. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this 3 times. Raghima anfuhu, may his nose become dusty. Raghima anfuhu, may his nose become dusty. Qalu, the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in said, "Ya Rasulullah, man?" O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the nose of whom? من أي أنف من رغم أنفه may his nose become dusty. May his nose become dusty. May his nose become dusty. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not mentioning the person. So the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in said, Man, O Messenger of Allah, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anfu man, whose nose? May whose nose become dusty? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, من أدرك والديه عنده الكبر أو أحدهما فدخل النار. The nose of that person whom old age finds his both parents or one of them, whilst they are with him. And despite this opportunity, he enters the fire of Jahannam. He is not able to go in Jannah. Now let us try to understand the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Raghima anfuhu. May his nose become dusty. May his nose become dusty. That means may he become the low of the lowest. Because a person's nose can become only dusty if he reaches the lowest ebb of disgrace. If his nose touches the ground, then only his nose will become dusty. So may his nose become dusty means may he become disgraced to the highest degree. Raghima anfuhu. May this person's nose is a mark of honor. In Urdu we say his uski naak bahut unchi hai. His nose is high. That means he is a person of honor. Somebody who flies high and who is proud, for him also people say that his nose is high. So nose is a mark of honor. In Urdu we say uski naak kat gayi. His nose has been cut. That means he has lost his honor. He has been disgraced. So similarly in the Arabic language also, the nose denotes honor. So raghima anfuhu, may his nose become dusty. That means may he become disgraced. May he become unsuccessful. So may he become disgraced, may he become disgraced, may he become disgraced, may he become unsuccessful, may that person become unsuccessful, may that person become unsuccessful. Now the ulama have stated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is either informing the ummah that person will become disgraced who does this, or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is cursing the person, may that person become disgraced. So it could be khabar or insha according to the Arabic grammar. Raghima anfuhu, may that person become disgraced who does so and so, or it is khabar, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is informing the ummah that person will become disgraced who does this and this. And in both cases, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving khabar, if he is informing the ummah, then there is no doubt that this person will become unsuccessful, this person will see disgrace. And if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making dua, then the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is readily accepted. So in this case also there is no doubt that the person will be disgraced. And moreover, if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is cursing somebody, then it must be under the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he was sent as rahmatul lil alameen. He was sent as mercy for all the worlds. So if he is cursing someone, it must be under the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I am instructing you, I am giving you order, that make this dua. Raghiman fuhu, raghiman fuhu, raghiman fuhu. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying three times, that may he be disgraced, may he be disgraced, may he be disgraced. May that person become unsuccessful. May that person become unsuccessful. May that person become unsuccessful. May that person see shame. May that person see shame. May that person see shame. But he is not mentioning the person. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a very good teacher. He was a very good muallim. If you say that may that person becomes disgraced who does not perform salat, then from the audience 50% will catch the message, other 50% may not. 70% may catch the message, other 30% may not. And the group that has caught the message, they may forget after a while. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to make sure that each and every individual from the audience listens to what I am going to say, and each and every person remembers, so he says, may that person be disgraced, may that person be disgraced, may that person be disgraced. Now everybody is fully attentive. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is cursing somebody, and with so much emphasis, three times he is saying, may that person be disgraced, may that person be disgraced, may that person be disgraced. Who is this person? Now once everybody is fully attentive, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will mention the person. So when he said it three times, the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi mujmain said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man? Man huwa? Or anfo man? O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who should become disgraceful? Who should be disgraced? Or who will be disgraced? Who are you talking about? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person who finds both his parents in their old age, or either of the two, father in his old age, mother in her old age. Now old age is specifically mentioned because the khidmah and service of parents in their old age brings more pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they are more in need. It brings more nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It increases the chances of a person acquiring high status in Jannah. So serving one's parents during any time during their life secures Jannah for one. And then this person finds the parents or either of the two in old age, where a person definitely can secure Jannah. And despite that, because of him not serving the parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not grant him entry into Jannah, but rather he is thrown in the fire of Jahannam. Such unfortunate person should be disgraced. Such unfortunate person will be disgraced. Such unfortunate person will be shown shame by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world and in the hereafter. He should be shown shame. Such unfortunate person should become unsuccessful. He will become unsuccessful. So we learn from this, friends,
that we need to serve our parents. Once we reach that age where we are able to understand what parents are, we are able to understand what service to parents is, we are able to understand our responsibility towards them after the age of 10, 11, 12. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ بِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. We need to serve them, we need to be polite with them, we need to speak with sweet speech. We need to show humbleness and humility. Arrogance is prohibited. Arrogance with anybody is prohibited. And a person becomes arrogant or a person deals with pride with his parents, that is a very grave sin. It is for this reason the Quran says, لَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. A person should not even say أُفْ. أُفْ. A person should not out of anger say أُفْ to either the mother or the father. A person should not scold the parents. Serve them, honor them, assist them, be kind to them, be affectionate to them, be merciful to them. Do whatever you are able to do for them, as long as it is not disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with your service, monetary service, physical service, you should also supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Allah have mercy upon both of them, just as they brought me up with mercy and kindness when I was young and when I was small. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.